The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Sam Norris joining you here on our ARC special, looking ahead to a glittering day of racing over at Longchamps on Sunday. No fewer than six Group 1s on the card, and we'll be taking all of the big action from across the channel. We're on air at 1:10 with James Millman, joined by Paddy Aspel and Alistair Jones to spin through all of the racing on ARC Day. We've also got racing domestically at Kelso in Utah, so there's a mixed card over in Ireland at Tipperary, but of course our focus will be on the Group 1 action at Longchamp. And on this edition of the podcast, we're going to look primarily ahead to the ARC. We've got previews aplenty coming up throughout the course of the podcast. I'm going to start by looking at one or two of the supporting races. French racing expert Catherine Ford is on hand, and she starts by taking a look at the Prix Marcel Boussac.
The Fabrice Chappé-trained Rock can maintain her unbeaten record here in the Prix Marcel Boussac. The filly has been brought along progressively, and after an eye-catching win over 7 furlongs at Clairefontaine this summer, she made her mark at group level when lifting the Prix d'Aumale trial over this course and distance a month ago. Rock did benefit from the run of the race on that occasion, but this leading French-trained juvenile filly should confirm superiority over Godolphin's Serotonia here.
The second race on the programme on Sunday coming up at Longchamp is the 155, which is the Prix Jean-Luc Lagardère, and Catherine Ford's taken a look at this one as well.
Anador has been hugely impressive in both his wins so far in his short career, and he should justify favouritism in the Prix Jean-Luc Lagardère. He has the advantage of experience at Longchamp, where he left his rivals for dead in the Group 3 Prix de Chêne last month, and he's proven over the mile trip. Trainer Freddie Hez has high hopes for this colt in the Classics next season, and he looks capable of winning his first Group 1 here on ARC Day.
Let's hear from our William Hill Racing Ambassador Sir Anthony McCoy now on a couple of the bigger races on the day. We'll start with his thoughts on the big race itself, the ARC, coming up at 3:05.
Last year's ARC heroine Enable has only had the one run since then, but she was impressive in a reappearance at Kempton. She's got a really good draw on 6. The same can't be said for her dangerous Sea of Class and Kew Gardens, who are drawn much higher. But I think if Enable turns up in the same form as she did last year, she'll be well able to win another ARC.
So it's an able force for Anthony McCoy to record a second successive victory in the race. He also takes a look at the Prix de l'Abbaye, which has also got plenty of British interest in, particularly Batache.
Charlie Hills of Batache was a really impressive winner of this race last year when it was running Shanty. This is a really fast 5 furlongs here at Longchamp, and I think that really suits him. He ran really well in defeat at Royal Ascot when he just ran out of gas. His main dangers will probably be Alpha Delfini and Mab's Cross, who only need a short head between them at York, but I think they'll both struggle to beat Batache.
Switching tack now back towards the ARC itself, we can hear from some of the key contenders in human form before we hear the thoughts of the Akidia team from France in terms of their selections on the race itself. Let's start by hearing from John Gosden, who runs us through the chances of his star filly in Able.
We've been very happy with her. She's done everything right. I think she's pleased to be back in the zone of racing and in full training again. You can see she's got her ears pricked, she's got a great attitude, so to that extent we've been happy. It's been a long road back, and she found it as frustrating as we did, but hopefully we'll be there on Sunday the 7th.
Frankie Dettori will once again be on board in Able. Let's hear what he makes of it.
I got a good feeling. I like her demeanour. She was very willing, and she travelled very strong in the race, and in the morning she's quite laid back, so she never gives you the wow factor, but I was very pleased that I got the same vibes that I did last year at the races.
The other big challenger from Britain is Sea of Class, who is one of the lightest racehorses in the field. William Haggis tells us about his charge.
She really impressed me that day because, you know, they went quite hard. It was a solid run. She travelled very comfortably, and when he pulled her out, he still said he went too early. But he said that a lot of the action was happening away from him, and it was more towards the far rail, and she was coming up the middle of the track. And so he had to ask her a bit earlier, and she got there probably at the furlong marker and then stayed on very nicely, pulling up a bit in front. She didn't let him down. We were very pleased with her at York, as we were at the Curragh. And, you know, she's got obviously bigger fish to fry now, but she has a change of speed, and that is as crucial as anything in a horse race.
And now on to the previews from the team in France. The team from Akkadia have run their eye over some of the market principles. We start right at the top of the betting with Enable, of course, the 10-11 favourite. Let's see what the team make of her.
This is only her second race of the season, but what we've seen so far, she is good enough. We know that because she won it 12 months ago, and she certainly looks like she's back as a racehorse.
Yeah, absolutely. She's done well. She's obviously done exactly what Sir John Gosden and Frankie Dettori were hoping for. She's going to try, well, since 1970, in any case, no horse has won the Arc off only one race in that season. The three horses have won it off two races during a season, so that would be another feather to her cap. She broke some records last year, so why not that record this year?
The William Hill St. Ledger winner Kew Gardens comes into this with a real sporting chance. He's about a 10-1 shot at the time of recording. Let's hear from the team on Kew Gardens.
Yeah, a lot's been made of the difficulty of doing the St. Ledger Arc Double. The only horse that ran in the St. Ledger was alleged second back in 77, who went on to win the Arc. But if you look at the St. Ledger in recent years, in any case, often the good winners don't, or in recent years the field maybe hasn't been so strong and the winners haven't come on to the Arc. So I don't think you can knock him out saying St. Ledger winners don't win the Arc.
Wild Guys heads the challenge for the home team. Let's hear the thoughts of the team on this one.
I think he's a definite chance. If you had asked me halfway through the season, I would have been sceptical, but I agree with Huey. And I thought in the Foire he was hugely impressive. He's uncomplicated. You can put him anywhere you like. He travels nicely, but it was the turn of foot in the Foire. And as you said, Ian, he had some good horses in behind. I think he's a realistic chance this year.
And finally, a quick word from the Akkadia guys on Sea of Class for William Haggis and James Dole, who's the second favourite at the time for recording.
She only first saw a racetrack in April, so when you think about that, it's been a hugely impressive season. She's also won a couple of the races that Enable won last year as well. The lead-up's been very similar, the Irish Oaks into the Yorkshire Oaks, and she had Coronet back in second in the Yorkshire Oaks, which is exactly the same filly that Enable beat the year prior that. She's a wonderful filly. She's a hold-up type. I don't necessarily think the draw in 15 is such a bad thing for her, simply because I think there'll be a lot of pace this year.
Thank you for joining us on today's edition of the Daily Racing Podcast, and hope you look forward to the Arc coming up on Sunday. Don't forget, we've got all the Group 1 races covered here on Racing Radio. Hopefully you can join us from 1:10 on Sunday afternoon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.